Now, 2020 has been a record year for hurricanes. Typically, one or two of these storms makes landfall every year. But throughout the summer and early fall, 10 hurricanes made landfall in the U.S., breaking a 104-year record. Plus, we ran through the alphabet for named storms, and we are into the Greek alphabet now, and hurricane season isn't technically over yet. Our next guest joins us to talk about this year's record-breaking hurricane season, the distant impacts we saw here in Wisconsin, and what we should expect heading into November. Jonathan Erdman is a Milwaukee-based senior digital meteorologist at weather.com. Jonathan, welcome back to Central Time.
Rob, it's always a pleasure to talk weather with you.
Well, we've run through the alphabet. It seems like a lot of tropical storms and hurricanes. Is this a bigger than usual season for storms?
This is a much more active season for named storms. We've had 25 of them, if you can believe that already. And that's roughly double the average of an entire hurricane season. And considering we still have about 6 weeks of the hurricane season left to go, we're rapidly nearing the all-time record, which was set in 2005, of 28 storms.
Do we have a sense as to why this year was so active?
Yeah, there's a couple of factors there, one of which, and you've often heard the term El Nino, which is the periodic warming of the equatorial Pacific waters. Well, El Nino has its opposite called La Nina, and typically when that happens, you get the cooling of those equatorial Pacific waters. And what that does in the tropics is it reduces wind shear, the different wind speed and direction with height that tends to rip apart tropical storms and hurricanes. It lessens that wind shear over the Caribbean Sea and over parts of the Atlantic Basin. So that, in addition to the warm Atlantic waters and a real active African monsoon, have all kind of worked together to make this a very active season.
Now, we have La Nina from time to time anyway. Is climate change, is global warming a part of the problem, providing more energy for when those circumstances come together to make all these storms?
Well, we've had a number of studies that are finding that climate change is having an influence in that we're seeing more intense storms, and we're seeing storms that tend to rapidly intensify more often. In other words, go from a tropical storm all the way to, say, a Category 4 hurricane quickly. And we actually had a case like that with the most recent hurricane, Delta, which went from a tropical depression to a Category 4 hurricane in 36 hours in the Western Caribbean Sea. That set a record for the Atlantic Basin. So, in general, the storms are getting stronger. They're also moving slower, and when they move slower, they produce heavier rainfall amounts over an area. And they also tend to last farther north and even farther south in the Atlantic Basin. As far as the numbers are concerned, it's a little trickier there.
We haven't seen a massively destructive storm, knocking on wood, right now, actually. I mean, there's been, you wouldn't want to live through these on the coast where they did hit. Have we just been lucky in terms of the location these storms have come to land, or their timing with the tide and storm surges, things like that?
Well, yeah, we haven't had the catastrophic Katrina-type event that's hit a large major city and put it underwater for weeks. Now, Southwest Louisiana has just been pummeled. Of course, they were pummeled by Hurricane Laura in late August. And then 6 weeks later, Hurricane Delta made landfall almost in the exact same area and brought more storm surge and more damaging winds. So they've been hit very hard. Ironically, one of the states that's been relatively spared this season has been Florida. With one big exception, Hurricane Sally, which made landfall in the Alabama coast and hit the Florida Panhandle rather hard. But frankly, the Florida Peninsula has been, at least for now, and I'm knocking firmly on my desk, spared this hurricane season.
Talking to Jonathan Erdman, Milwaukee-based senior digital meteorologist for weather.com, looking at a big season for hurricanes, lots of them in 2020, and the season's not over yet. Jonathan, we are well insulated from the direct impacts of hurricanes here in Wisconsin, but do we feel a weather impact from some of them?
Well, Rob, I don't know if you remember this, but in early June, we actually had the remnant of what was formerly Tropical Storm Cristobal, which made landfall in Louisiana, come all the way up into Wisconsin. That's extremely rare. And I used to live in Atlanta for 15 years, and I've ridden out a few kind of remnant tropical storms and hurricanes there. And the sky was just unmistakable, because it was in early June when Cristobal's remnants came through Wisconsin. You just had this kind of this warm rain that was falling, a good soaking rain, but not a lot of lightning with it. And I was just kind of mesmerized that, you know, this could happen in Wisconsin. So we actually did get the remnant of one tropical storm in June this year.
I always mean to ask you when I talk to you, you do all kinds of weather, but you're kind of a hurricane guy and you live in Wisconsin. Is that because you know so much about hurricanes that you want to be as far away from as you can get?
Well, it's funny, University of Wisconsin obviously does some excellent research in tropical storms and hurricanes, satellite meteorology, and there's other universities that do great work with hurricanes. Colorado State University is one of them as well. I really never experienced much in the way of hurricanes until I started working at the Weather Channel back in 1998, and there you pretty much deal with them. They're your bread and butter along with winter snowstorms. So I just developed kind of an affinity for them, a fascination with them. They certainly captivate the audience like nothing else when they're churning out in the ocean, and it's just this massive hurricane with an eye. It really captures the imagination.
Well, coming back to 2020 now, as we've mentioned a couple times, hurricane season isn't over yet. I think the peak season mostly is, but how often do we see storms from here on out in your normal year?
Well, Robin, in a normal year, you can expect another couple of named storms and maybe one hurricane the rest of the season. We're about 86, 87% of the way through all the activity. And I say that because, well, unfortunately, we have another couple of systems that we're watching over the next couple of weeks. In fact, one in the central Atlantic isn't going to threaten anybody, but it'll probably develop into the next named storm, which will be named Epsilon, the next Greek alphabet name. But then the one we're concerned about in the Western Caribbean late next week could actually move north-northeast and potentially threaten Florida and maybe parts of the East Coast next weekend into the early part of the last week of October. So, yeah, we're not done yet, and it goes through November, the official hurricane season, but usually by the time we get through October, we're done with any U.S. threats.
Every now and then, I was reading, we'll get a surprise December storm, is that right?
Oh, yeah, when we look back to the record 2005 hurricane season, that was the hurricane season that had Hurricane Katrina and Rita and Wilma. I remember working the day where we had our last named storm of the season form on December 30th, and it lasted until January 6th of the following year. And that was the 28th storm of the season. So so it would not surprise me in the least if we went deep into December and we're still naming tropical storms out in the middle of the central Atlantic Ocean.
Now, here in the U.S., we're usually watching the Atlantic and the Caribbean. A quieter than usual year for Pacific storms. Do I have that right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And that's very typical when we have a developing La Nina, because what happens is the wind shear is less in the Caribbean Sea, so that allows hurricanes to develop easier. But in the Pacific Basin, things tend to be more suppressed. You get more wind shear over the eastern Pacific Ocean, so their numbers have been down. And we've also had some sinking motion at times in the western Pacific Basin, say near the Philippines and such. And that's the most active basin typically anywhere in the globe. And they've been quite inactive, relatively speaking. So usually if the Atlantic is busy, the eastern Pacific is not so much, and vice versa.
With La Nina and El Nino, can we predict from year to year? Do we have an idea if 2021 is going to see one or the other, or does it just kind of emerge?
Well, usually La Niñas will peak in the winter and then they'll kind of tail off in the spring. So we may end up being just in a kind of a neither La Niña nor La Niño type El Niño situation. So kind of a neutral situation. So it's a little too early to make the call on 2021 yet. But I tell you, if we have another 25 storms next year, I may have to consider early retirement.
Now, what are you watching for, Jonathan, as this storm season, this hurricane season, hopefully winds to a close?
Well, again, we're going to watch these next two systems. The one in the central Atlantic we're not worrying too much about, but again, the one coming out of the Caribbean later next week could be a concern for Florida in the East Coast starting next weekend. And then after that, hopefully we can put any other storms that would form the rest of the season to bed as far as a U.S. impact. And then we're just going to have to turn our thoughts to winter. And as we're already seeing this weekend in northern Wisconsin, we're seeing the first snows of the season in some of those places in northern Wisconsin. So it's always interesting. There's always a seasonal change. And now we're going to turn our thoughts toward winter pretty soon.
Any notions in just briefly, Jonathan, as to how much snow we're expecting this winter?
Usually La Nina winters are snowier than average, I would say, in northern Wisconsin and parts of Minnesota and North Dakota and the Northern Rockies. I would expect a fairly average winter temperature-wise here in the rest of the state, but a little snowier up north.
Jonathan, thanks again for joining us today.
My pleasure, Rob.
Jonathan Erdman is a Milwaukee-based senior digital meteorologist at weather.com and a contributor to the Weather Channel podcast. He joins us today to talk about this year's big hurricane season.